Hello, hello, beautiful people, mi gente bella. Welcome, welcome to another edition of Santana Says, where we talk about everything from Roblox to relationships, everything in between, and the overall journey of life. I'm excited, as always, to bring you another edition of the show, but also because it's been a little minute, life was lifing. I am currently, I believe I mentioned to folks that I am in internship, which means that when it comes to my clinical mental health counseling journey, I am now at the stage where I'm seeing clients and I am providing counseling services, but I'm having to schedule that in the midst of work, stuff with kids, and then life itself. So, you know, it's been taking over and you have to have a certain amount of hours that you need to complete. So again, any of my internship takers or participants, hat goes off to you, because I feel it. Like, it's a lot. But I mean, I know that that's with any program, any like degree, any certification, any licensure, anything that you have had to earn. I know there are a lot of hours that you have to put into it. Just like even if it is a skill that you are trying to craft and refine, there's a lot of time, you know, that goes into perfecting that craft, that goes into refining it and, you know, being able to also share with other people. It takes time. It absolutely takes time. And so I applaud everyone that is currently participating in anything of that nature. But shout out to the fact that we're doing what we want to do, because I am excited, y'all. I am pumped. I am pumped. All the clients that I've been able to serve so far have absolutely validated for me that I love counseling. Like, it's not something that I'm like, oh, you know, maybe, or like whatever. Like, even the hard parts of it, I'm still excited about, you know. And I've also been realizing, like, it really only is when counseling, when you're feeling pushed in counseling, that it actually works. Like, there has to be some challenges that you have to face. There have to be changes that you're willing to make. Like, it's a lot of what we talk about on here. So, like, I just love being able to see that manifest more in the conversations I've been having with other people. And I really love seeing that take place in my own life also. And there's definitely no session that I've participated in or helped facilitate that I have not gained something from myself and, like, some my own food for thought. And so I've been thinking, you know what I'm saying, on that, marinating on that, and really wanting it to, you know, grow more. It has also inspired more conversations that I would like to have on here. And so just know we cooking over here, and there are some things that are in the works. And so, you know, I want to do that. There also will hopefully be some new things that are on the horizon for Santana Says. I'm not going to, you know, share all of them until they're certain, but I can tell you to look forward and look out, because we're excited and things are happening. So, you know, thank you as always. You know, if you have been waiting on the episode of Santana Says for a while, first of all, thank you that you even, you know what I'm saying, you sitting around waiting around, like, or like that you even care enough that you want to know, you know what I'm saying, what we got going on. And so the show is absolutely for you. And again, I only apologize because it did not come sooner, but please know that yes, we are overdue, you know what I'm saying, as always, to be able to, like, keep growing our conversation. But just to recap, last episode we had was in March. We were celebrating all women, all things women, celebrations of women, because it was Women's History Month. And although I did not put an episode out sooner, it is still April. And April is awareness of a lot of different things. It is Autism Awareness Month. I believe it's also Child Abuse Prevention Month. Pretty sure. Don't quote me if it's not, but I'm pretty sure. And also, what I do know for sure is that it's also Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And as always, I am always going to be remiss if I don't have that conversation. And although I know I have not been having the conversation with you all, I want to let you know what's been going down. So earlier this month, oh, and it's also Awareness Month about the environment. That's what I wanted to say. Because April, you know, we just had Earth Day not too long ago. You know, we have, I know there's a lot of projects out there that help us learn more about our carbon footprints and, you know, how we could be caring about the environment. But what was really cool was I did go to an event. It was essentially a café con leche. So this is, you know, coffee with milk, you know what I'm saying? If you like your coffee with milk or creamer. And I attended this event. So shout out to the Young Latino Network in Cleveland, Ohio, whose leadership is amazing. Their whole board, it always has been great people there, but like their whole board right now is shining as a whole. Like every person on there is great. Like I just met Stephanie. I know there's you know, Selena, of course, as always. I know there's a new person that I just met. And then, you know, Michelle is also the other person that I know. And so, but again, the whole board, you know what I'm saying, as a whole. There's one more name that's escaping me, but shout out to you too. But it is a great event that they put on. And they actually had Community Gardens, y'all. Y'all already know I'm a fan. We had JP on the show, and he talked about Barrio Boy Garden. But we did have Ebony was there, who I have tried to get on the show. So we'll see if I can get her on one day. But she has another community garden in Cleveland, which is known as the Shalom and Tranquility Garden. And so I believe it's Shalom Tranquility or Shalom and Tranquility. But either one, Shalom actually, you know, stands for a lot of peace, you know, that you are sharing with others. And at the end of the day, she is a community builder for sure. And like, you know, community supporter, but like, enhancer, I guess, is also what I would say. Like, she in the garden, there are definitely a lot of programs that take place. And so you got kids coming out, you know what I'm saying, doing reading, I believe has been some. I know that she's had them learning how to garden. Of course, she's had talent shows. She's had all that. So I just love that we can never have enough of those kind of spaces. So I'm definitely a fan of hers. And I'm definitely a fan of, you know, any community garden we can have, including the one that JP has. And I actually want to shout out Self Love Club, because I know they just had something with the Riddall Green, I believe, like the Green Partnership. Riddall Green, I believe, is how you pronounce. But they also did something. And so they celebrated Earth Day that way. And Young Latino Network did a Calle cleanup. So it was like street cleanup. So there's been all these great things. And so I'm always a fan of what can we do more right in nature to get outside, to connect with our roots, but also just really take care of our earth better. Because if our weather has not been an indicator, clearly our earth is suffering, and it's getting harder and harder for our earth to be able to carry out the seasons as they used to be. It's been fascinating for me to go back in my memories on Facebook and see that just this time last year, how different the weather was. You know what I mean? Maybe even just a year ago, let alone 2 years ago. And if I go back 3 years or more, it's an incredible difference. Like, the weather is constantly changing, you know, these different things are going on. And I mean, we're continuing to put more pressure on this one earth that we have, you know, where we all live. And so it's a lot to take in. But I'm always very hopeful and grateful for those efforts that people do. So it's been great to see. So shout out to you, Ebony, for what you've been doing. The seat is open. You know what I'm saying? If you want to come through, bless the stage. But thank you. You know what I'm saying? For what you've been doing. And I know she had reached out to me before about possible collaborations. And so I would love to, because meanwhile, I still have been educating students also on issues. And I'll talk more about that in a second. But speaking of education, the Liberation Lab, so the Interreligious Task Force, they ended up putting on this incredible event called the Liberation Lab. They've had it before, you know, it's not the first time, but they actually did have a panel there. They talked about community building, organizations, alliance, coalitions, the importance of all of that, and how we really could come together. And the panel I sat on, Young Latino Network, Selena was there. There was also an Asian individual, and I believe Palestinian as well. And it was awesome to just hear from all of those different individuals, the community efforts they've done, but where they've also been able to intersect at the end of the day and have great conversations. And that was amazing to see, because there's definitely been amazing things that have happened on the Asian and Pacific Islander side as well, but like just, you know, humanitarian and community efforts that, you know, we can learn a lot from. I actually plan on also having more indigenous speakers come on the show. So like, I know I have a professor, Daniels, that I'm hoping will also be on the show soon. But again, just the importance of being able to do that and all of those things. So definitely went to Liberation Lab. And I also got to be blessed with a great class most recently, Lacer. So shout out to Lacer. It's like Lacer with like, I believe, 4 R's on Instagram. I'm actually looking at some of her artwork right now. I know y'all can't see it, but it's beautiful. And so she is an incredible artist. And so I actually went to one of her sip and paints, essentially, or paint party, if you will. And it was great. She like walked us through how to actually make these great paintings. A lot of them revolve around affirmations. And so it's just a chance to like, the one that I went to was called I Am Redefining. So it was dope to be like, you know, I'm stepping into this new place of myself, you know, and what that's like and how great that is. And just, you know, that you're allowed to do it. So it was just dope to be able to like name that. And so I get that I wasn't on the show, but as y'all can see, I've been all over the place. So I may not have been able to do that, but I wanted to tell y'all about all of those great things. Now, last week, I did spend a lot of time also providing some sexual assault workshops with students, meaning that I not only let them know, reminded them what sexual assault means, because it is not just our typical like rape and, you know, assaults that look like that. It's also a lot of knowing that sexual violence also means non-consensual touching. You know, it also means harass, you know, like it has to do with the world of harassment, but it's also offensive jokes. It's also different actions that we do to others where we do not respect the boundaries that other individuals have with their bodies and in general. And so we talked a lot about that. We also had very interesting conversations about consent because I am at a high school. And so there were a lot of students who, you know, we know, have been in, participated in relationships with people that are outside of their age group, which they are allowed to do. However, consent is very tricky. And from what we know, which I hope we know, consent is an ongoing process, but not, there's not always a lot of folks that make sure that they get consent on a regular basis. There are some people that assume consent because they got it once, and so it should be apparently assumed, especially in relationships. So like, there are folks that are in relationships right now, because they're in a relationship, they figure that that means, you know, I'm allowed to do what I want with that person whenever I want to. And that's actually not how that works. And so we're talking about that in high school, but I know that there are adults who sometimes struggle with that, who have struggled with that very concept of like what that looks like. And like, I thought that was the whole point of getting a relationship with a person, so that now we can do what we would like to do. You know, we can act on our desires. And like, that's true. You were always allowed to have desires. And I would hope that you're in a relationship with somebody that you like a lot. You know what I'm saying? Love them. You know what I'm saying? But also just enjoy that person, period. But if that's the case, you know, you should also be able to respect that person. And that person may not want to do things with you all of the time. Whether that is something sexual, whether that is something romantic, you know, whatever it may be, that person is not always going to be in agreement. So you have to have conversations constantly with that person about that and check in so that you do know. You know, you can't just assume that you're sure or, you know, believe that you are. So we talked about it and it was interesting. Definitely the age of consent. I did share some resources. Oh, I didn't get it too much into them, but I actually had resources on hand from the Ohio Alliance to End Sexual Violence. So I appreciate you all as an organization for the information that you have put out. There are others that can access that information if they need to. They are constantly educating, you know, on sexual assault, but again, like legally, like what that looks like and all those, the ramifications. And so I absolutely had that on hand, but I know that I'm sure in other states and other places, you can look up your local age of consent laws, but it's just good to be updated on them, you know, because to know about them, you know, if you know young people, but also just so you can know, you know, be up to date on what exactly is punishable and what is not. And so it's fascinating because sometimes those things have changed. But also because, as I was explaining to the high school students, in Ohio, our age of consent is 16. So I know I am speaking to people from a variety of areas. And, you know, I actually just recently learned that, you know, Santana says is actually out here in different countries. And so shout out to y'all, you know what I'm saying, and all the listeners. And so with that being said, age of consent is 16 here. I would love to know what that age is in other places because I don't know them all offhand. But hey, if you're a listener and, you know, the age for you is different, I would love to hear about that. But with that being said, we definitely talked about how just because it's 16 don't mean that a 16-year-old can engage in things with anyone of any age at any point in time. But also that if a parent still wants to press charges for their child, they can. And, you know, that was something that not necessarily every high school student was ready or had actually heard before, but it doesn't make it any less accurate. So we were definitely talking about that and like making sure they're aware, definitely making sure they're aware of like what they share too, because there are a lot of students that share their locations with their friends and there are a lot of students that share pictures. And actually that's not just students, that's people. So there are a lot of people that share pictures of themselves, suggestive photos, and don't always realize where those are going to end up. So we spent time talking about that. Who's responsible when that happens? Because the person who also took the photo in many cases can also be held responsible. Now, that's not always how it plays out in the legal system. It's just, we just want to make sure it was clear that they can, though, for having created a photo that can be circulated. But usually, a lot of the burden, you know, goes on the person that shared the photo themselves. And so usually, of course, that is where persecution, a lot of the efforts are on, is why did this, you know, like, making sure that we make sure justice is served on the person that decided to share photos that really should have been kept with them, you know, should have been kept privately. But we also know that with our internet, we can get a hold of a lot. That has been playing out in the world and the world of media. Like, we've seen it. We've seen it with celebrities. Celebrities' things should be protected. Teyana Taylor's divorce should not have been as public as it is. As it is. She should have been able to divorce Iman Shumpert or Shumpert, whatever, how you make sure I'm not butchering his name. She should have been able to do that in private, quite frankly, and not have us be front row seat to that. And she did try. She did try. But some of those things were definitely leaked. And as soon as one thing leaked, here we go. You know, and so now this whole entire thing is on display, you know, and there have been plenty of other cases where that's it. And so, like, there's a reason why we shouldn't have to be participants in that. One, because, of course, many people have a lot of different opinions, but because it's not our situation to opinionate on. Like, it's really not. And when it comes to celebrities, I know that this is a conversation that came up when Alana Bell was on the show, but, like, we really do sometimes act like we got a right to comment on those people's lives like we know them, you know? And then we sometimes do that with people we do know. You know, we also sometimes act like we need to comment on theirs. And, like, just because there is a person who's going through something and, like, we happen to have some kind of connection to them, whether it's across a television screen or in real life, we really feel like we got a lot we needed to say or, like, get off our chest or, like, clarify. And it's like, we don't know, though. Like, how are we commenting on situations as experts on things that we are completely unaware of? How do we know, like, what are the factors that went into that? Do we really know the background, you know, that played a role in that or, like, that contributed to where we are now with that situation? Do we know? Like, how are we inserting our analysis or, like, critical thoughts on things that we don't know? We can use them as examples, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? And maybe to look at, like, how relationships play out, but to be able to opinionate on them or form an opinion on something in, on a personal level for a person that we don't know personally, or even if we do, when we don't have all those facts, is not, it's an interesting thing that I feel like we do as a society. And we definitely tend to make people feel worse about a lot of situations. And again, a lot of those opinions are not, they're not free from judgment. And so they're not always the best ones to share with others because it can make things a lot worse. And so it's just an interesting thing. I feel like it's interesting waters that we navigate. But when it comes to the world of sexual assault, I definitely don't think that we are on the same page in the world. I feel like there's still a lot of people that we can educate, you know what I'm saying? We provide the awareness. You know, we let it be known that it is never a victim's fault, but we still critically look at those things in a way where we, the questions that come up let me know that we are not in a place yet where we can really give survivors credit for what they have had to endure. We still feel like there needs to be some kind of answers provided that make it make sense to us why these things take place. We still struggle, you know what I mean, to really sit with the reality of what sexual assault really is, how horrific it is, and how it is not a clear-cut thing. It's not. There are a lot of people who have been assaulted who, for one, never wanted to be assaulted, you know, like, for one. But also, there are a lot of people in the world who have been assaulted because they were with a person that they trusted and they had, and they did not want to harm the relationship they had with that person. You know what I mean? And so, like, I just want to be clear on, like, the gravity of that, or, like, the severity, or, like, the true value of that, I guess, is another word. It's like, if you really have a relationship with somebody that you care about, it is really hard to, like, want to see that relationship get destroyed. It is really hard to be like, man, this is about to be completely ruined with this situation. Like, a lot of us really don't want that to occur. And the thing is, when I talk about the word of sexual assault, I think it always gets left out. You know, like, I swear we really do tend to always see it as more of, like, a dating thing or, like, some kind of, like, stranger thing. But that is not the majority of them. I have absolutely been providing counsel as recently as this month to people where it was family. It was family that did the assault. It was somebody that held power over the person, like a boss. You know, it was a fellow classmate, you know, it was somebody that they didn't see it coming. And they definitely thought that their relationship meant more to them than this, you know, and they have struggled, you know what I'm saying, every day since to make sense of that and to really do it. A really cool activity that I did with the students too, by the way, was, you know, and shout out to Jamie Greenwald from John Carroll, because he's who introduced it to me, and I've definitely used it ever since. So thanks, Jamie. Be using the activity. And so whoever created this, let me know. You know what I'm saying? If y'all know, cool, let me know. But it's this puzzle activity where you actually take a puzzle and then, you know, it has all these different pieces. You try to put them back together. But in it, I had three different puzzles. One of them you were actually able to put back together completely because it had all the pieces. One of them, there was actually one piece that was missing. And then there was a third one where two pieces were actually missing. Super frustrating. I had kids mad and upset. Like, they were pissed. They could not put these puzzles. Like, they're like, are you serious? Like, did you do this on purpose? Why are you doing it? Like, why did you give us an activity and then we can't even complete it? Like, what in the world? And then I'm not going to lie. I felt bad because I did some mini gaslighting. I'm like, are you sure? Like, I gave all the pieces. Like, how did you not? Did you drop it? Like, where is it? So there was some level of manipulating on my part to get them to understand the point of what was going on. So I'm over here having these poor students question, you know, these puzzles that I know for a fact that I set this up, and I'm still trying to make them feel like, did I do something wrong? So you do the activity. Afterward, though, we connected it to trauma, because when you experience a traumatic event, your brain shatters into a million pieces. And that is when you experience a sexual assault. It could be if you have ever witnessed or been a part of a robbery, car accident, you know, anything traumatic, right? And so it's not just your typical. When that happens, though, your brain shatters into a million pieces because you're trying to make sense of this thing that is like too hard to understand, really. You know, it's almost like your brain is like, I don't know what to do with this. This is too much and I'm overwhelmed. And so some people's brains shut down. Other people they feel the sense of overwhelm, you know, it almost suffocates them, you know, and other people, they freeze, you know, whatever it may be, because, you know, leaning into the whole shutdown, or some people react to the situation, they get into that flight mode, some people give into the situation, that's fawn, you know, there's all these different responses. But at the end of the day, or some people like avoid the situation altogether, right? They try to get out of it, which is flight. All those things do happen. But what also, the other piece of it is that with those shattered pieces that are now spread all over the place, you still need to collect those pieces back and now make sense of what has happened to you. And actually, you know, have a ordered and structured story. And that's hard to do when you have all these pieces that have been shattered all over the place. So when you try to put those pieces back together, some of it comes back to you out of order because you're like trying to make sense of what has occurred. But also when you are trying to retrieve memories after a traumatic event has happened, some of those memories don't ever come back to you. They just don't. As hard as you try. And that's nothing against you. That is simply your brain trying to protect you. And there's no other way that it can do it. And so the puzzle activity helped them to have an illustration of that. And so some of them appreciated it. Some still walked away being frustrated because, like, at the end of the day. But I also leaned into that. And I was like, all right, well, as frustrated as you feel, right, that I gave you a project and you weren't able to complete it. How frustrating do you think it is for somebody to try to remember something that happened and then be in question and made to believe that what happened to them didn't occur because they couldn't remember it correctly? How frustrating do you think that is? You know, and how hard is that for somebody to live with that reality? You know, when you're living with this frustrating feeling temporarily and they have to live with those frustrating feelings for the rest of their life. How hard is that? And so it was a great way, you know what I'm saying, to plant a seed. But that's what I mean by, like, that's how serious it is to me when it comes to the issues about, like, sexual assault, and why I made it the premise essentially of the show, because these things happen, you know what I'm saying, on a regular basis. And we have months like April that allow us to talk more about it, but it happens every other month of the year, and it actually happens every 68 seconds. So that's very severe. You know, that's very often. And that is not, that's why I want to make sure I talk about it as much as I do. And the last thing I wanted to comment on, speaking of that, is that it was halfway for research purposes and it was halfway because I was very interested, but I did watch Quiet on Set. I'm sure many did, because there was a lot of conversations that folks had. And that, y'all, It was a fascinating series. Now, I definitely think that trigger warning for folks, if you are one that is a difficult concept to, you know, approach, then I would say that proceed with caution when it comes to watching that series. But it absolutely accessed and touched on levels of depth that I didn't think that it would. You know, I absolutely am a proud 90s kid, you know, who did grow up on these shows, like the shows that were discussed on Quiet On Set. This was like all that. The Amanda Show, it was all Nickelodeon, of course, shows. But I grew up on those. And it was absolutely like jarring because of that, because they talked about shows that I absolutely watched. And it was not all of the scenes I recall in particular, but I also know me. And I know that I wouldn't have had the point of reference to be able to know what I was watching. I probably very much saw a lot of those scenes and just didn't know. Just like the kids that were on the show, the kids that were actually carrying out these scenes, the main thing that they said was, it went over my head. The jokes that we were asked to actually carry out went over my head. And I can agree more with that statement. It was literally things that, like, I know that I probably would not have been able to pinpoint, most certainly not in a sexual sense, because that's not something that I was thinking about back then. And so I would have never made those references, but it was incredible. So because of that, to know that we had shows for kids with kid actors and there were adult jokes being made was horrifying, quite frankly, and heartbreaking to take in and to know that happened. And so I know that there have been a lot of folks that have said, oh man, my childhood is just so crushed off of this. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Part of me is grieving with you because that should never happen. And it was absolutely because there were individuals in power who were running those shows, who were able to push their own agendas and thought that this was appropriate to do. Like, and they felt justified though, because they were like, well, a lot of the ideas that came up with were agreed upon by other individuals. Like, other people had to sign off on this. So I should not be held responsible completely. And I hear that. I mean, I find those people at fault as well, but you were also very much taking advantage of the position you had to be able to push the ideas that you wanted to push. And that happened here. And we got to see that play out literally in front of our faces. And that was very hard to take in. The other thing that was hard to take in was I approached that series thinking that it was only going to be about one particular assailant who I'd heard a lot about. I did not realize that there were multiple individuals. And so spoiler alert for those who haven't seen it, if you haven't, there are more than one person, you know what I'm saying, who actually ended up causing harm to children. Horrific, I mean. Nightmarish type of harm to children on those shows. And I had not been aware. And I definitely think that I would hope now that yes, there are more measures being taken, but that doesn't negate the fact or discredit the fact that those measures should have been there before. There absolutely should have been there before. This should have never, ever should these people have been able to have such close access to children. My gosh, with the things that they had doing and had done and ultimately were able to do. That was really very one of the biggest things that was hard to sit with, knowing that Drake so, you know, courageously, and this is Drake from Drake and Josh, the show Drake and Josh, not Drake, our other Drake. But this, knowing that he courageously was able to talk about that, but was never reached out to personally by anybody that showed support for the perpetrators that were mentioned in this film. That was hard to sit with. Knowing that some of the individuals were convicted but still got to take jobs on other shows. Super hard to sit with. And as Soledad O'Brien showed in the documentary, knowing that there was not an uproar about this when it happened, and we're just now finding out about this in 2024 because they just made a documentary, that's a problem. That is absolutely a problem. Like, the fact that we were not more distraught and have more unrest about this is fascinating. And what kind of message did we send to those children about their sense of value when nobody acted or acknowledged, quite frankly, what was going on? That's a lot. But that is why I'm also very grateful that the documentary is here. I'm glad that it is providing more conversations to take place. And it really opened up our eyes to the reality of how these things do play out, because they do. And those children in there, I don't fault them, of course. One, because they were kids. Kids are taught to do as they're told. They really are. But these are also kids that their sense of joy and purpose came from entertaining us. They wanted to be able to be on shows where they could put smiles on our faces, where they could know that they were responsible for our entertainment and our enjoyment. And they wanted to be able to have a career where that is what they get to do. And for some of them, they no longer want to after having experienced what they experienced. And some of them are trying to do it in new ways. And so I think it's great that Drake, he even, you know, made a music video about it. It was a very deep one, but he did that. I know that from iCarly, the star of that show, she wrote her own book, you know, that she has a memoir out. Like, I'm glad that they're trying to turn things around in the way they can. But it was also incredibly sad to see that, you know, some people still do not have much of a grip on reality, to be honest. People like Amanda Bynes and Britney Spears. For example, Britney Spears was not in this particular series. Her sister was mentioned, Jamie Lynn, because she was on Zoe 101. But it's just period knowing that these are childhood celebrities who were not able to be children. They grew up in front of us. They entertained us. But it came at a cost. A really big one. And that is what's hard about not honoring a kid where they are, you know, and what they should be able to do and what they should not do. Because children should never have to engage in adult activities of any kind. Work-wise, too. And so that was hard to watch that they weren't even respected on the child labor side either. They were working overtime and not necessarily being compensated appropriately for that, and just really walked away from those experiences being overworked, underappreciated, and then exhausted from all that treatment. So I just have all the utmost respect and admiration for them, but it's also for every survivor that is in our world. Anybody who has ever endured any type of abuse or violence, whether it be sexual, physical, any kind, you know, I will always, always want to salute you. I always want to make sure that you know that I at least am recognizing you. I will never say that I understand completely your situation, because every situation is different, but I did make this platform in honor of you. And I hope that this helps you to see that you are not alone and that you matter. You do matter. And I'm sorry that there have been other people that didn't help you see that, but you do. But you do. And for all those who help a lot of survivors and dedicate, again, their careers and, you know, passions to that, I get it. For those who, I applaud it and I celebrate it. For those who it's difficult to engage, I get that and I understand it. But there are individuals like myself who would happily provide resources or assist, because these are difficult conversations to have, but necessary ones. And so if we can continue to grow those conversations and talk more about them, I always want to do that. And I always appreciate an opportunity given for that. And so this month is also, we had two things happen. We're Teal Day, which is also in honor of survivors. And this episode will be airing on what is Denim Day. And so that is where you wear denim, as much denim as you can. I know I got some denim down here for those who can see me. But I'm also going to be wearing denim. Today is actually the day that I'm actually recording this episode, is Denim Day. It's traditionally celebrated on the 24th of April, usually the last Wednesday in April, to be clear. So not just date-wise, but it's usually the last Wednesday. But my school and I will be celebrating on this Feel Good Friday. We'll be celebrating because that is when today we had parent-teacher conferences. So we were wanting to actually do it when we could all come together and actually celebrate it completely. And so that is what we are choosing to do. But I think it's awesome when there's any opportunity to do it, because Denim Day is actually in honor of a court case, an Italian Supreme Court case, where a person was absolutely assaulted, but the justices decided you couldn't have gotten assaulted because your jeans were too tight. So you must have helped the person take them off. As a protest to that, we wore denim. We absolutely wear it. Italian women wore the denim to work the next day, and we still wear it now. It is the longest celebration and protest, or not celebration, but like honoring of sexual assault and protest against it. And so it's been going on for 25 years. And so if you can ever take part in Denim Day, if you still want to do it, like I said, now or in the future, I encourage you to participate. I had put a call out on my social media for it, and I'm going to continue to do it every year since. And so if you want to participate, or if you did and you want to let me know, please feel free. If you ever want to have conversations, I'm always here. And if you, again, are here and you have come to the end of another episode, again, please know how grateful I am for you, how much I appreciate you, and how much I want to continue to grow with you and welcome your feedback because of that. And so thank you. And please accept this invitation to honor yourself, love yourself, but also acknowledge and celebrate wherever you are. And if this episode did cause some emotions to come up, please seek whatever assistance you can for that. There are local organizations. If you are in Cleveland, we have the Rape Crisis Center. If you are elsewhere, I know there are national hotlines dedicated to assaults and to, you know, suicide, to different things that folks struggle with. But please seek assistance wherever you can. Don't feel like you have to suffer in silence or in solace by yourself. There is power in community. And so thank you, as always, for indulging me. And just thank you, you know what I'm saying, for you, for being you, for existing, and for sharing some of your time with me, because that I don't take that lightly. I appreciate it and want to keep making that worth your time by having conversations like these, but like also other ones that continue to empower and help others, but also while acknowledging the realities that exist in our world. And last shout out is to John Carroll University. That's where I'm a graduate student, but they just had an event yesterday in honor of Palestine. Gaza specifically. And so they had a fundraiser essentially and dinner, and it was great. It was a great event, and I was able to be there in attendance. And, you know, any efforts like that were, again, humanitarian efforts that we're doing, I love. And it was a great thing to be a part of. And so shout out to all those who are in those efforts, taking part in them, and continuing to grow them. And again, thank you. Always.